the effect of packaging the NPFL.
Let's build up our own.
Mm.
Let's support our own.
This is just like saying Luton Town came, you know, to play against the likes of Manchester City.
Thank you, was Sporting Lagos. Mm. Who say Bugano will go watch Atlanta?
Drop him.
Now make I say he must be set for
wait, NPFL. Which team you they support?
Because the blessing, I never get the memo.
There are a few things. I think number one.
Okay, this is the Football Republic podcast, and Sawadino and the football community don't gather again. As I always talk, if one man cook for community, they go finish him. But if community cook for you, my brother, I know we fit chop. So the community don't gather again to cook better one today. The Super Eagles play for this international match window, and we play against Saudi Arabia and against Mozambique. Well, for the first time in 55 months, Nigeria finally win a friendly game. The last time we win friendly game, now 2019, against Egypt, when we beat them 1-0, Paul Onachu. I know so you know the reason I'm like that. Wow. But now so it happened, 55 months, 2019 for Asaba. I remember saying I may be commentator for that match. And yeah, that was the only time we'll win friendly game for 55 months. Well, Jose Peseiro don't win another friendly match. We will talk about that one. Fantastic goalkeeping from Francis Uzoho for the two games. The full community will gather, cook that one for you. But before then, we will talk about the Nigerian Professional Football League, or Nigerian Premier Football League, as they call them these days. And one or two things where it only happen inside the football scene, we be like, say, okay, we don't get the ginger again and the attraction from people to the Com Stadium, come watch football again. We've been saying for the Niger Super 8 when fans full the Onikon Stadium or the Mobolaji Johnson Arena, where you take Noam now, full brekete everywhere. City Sporting Lagos fans cause serious wahala. They say this na stadium, no be library. When they make their noise, when people they ginger them and all of that. So some people don't they come the stadium to come watch match from everywhere. And one of the ones which surprise us, which shock us, what we see for stadium. I don't see them for stadium before. Watch Nigeria Premier Football League match. Now, one of my big bros with you here today, Banky W, they here with us today.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I want to introduce him. What on our music,
sir?
What on our comment, what on our movies, what on our politics, what on our ministry, what on our everything. But it shocked me as I see Banky for stadium. They watch Sporting Lagos, and then I want to say again, we are Sporting Lagos, Jesse. I know I'm an Arsenal fan. I don't know whether it's Sporting Lagos, but first of all, Banky, good to have you here
today.
Good
morning, my brother. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, Banky W.
How you doing now?
I just did. How you been?
I did. Happy to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. And once again, thank you so much. You have never said no to me.
Ah, no.
Never.
And I will never, by the grace of God.
Amen.
As long as God gives me the ability, I will always show up for you.
So thank you for showing up, Banky. Yeah. Thank you. And then we get one crazy Sporting Lagos fan, which was the make noise. They never play three matches for the Premier League. Boye don't they make noise everywhere. Say they go win the league.
Sawa na the way.
Actually, which way?
This thing don't day, even before the MPFL promotion. Mm. We don't talk. There was something I saw when I first watched Sporting Lagos that made me know and know. I have to identify. Mm. And it's a club where there's a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room for everything is done right.
Mm.
It was easy for me to get, close to the club staffs and a little bit of the management just from being a fan, which is how it is supposed to be, anywhere in the world.
Inclusivity for everybody.
Yes, okay. There's inclusivity.
Fantastic. So that's why we want to delve into it, because I was with the GM of Sporting Lagos on Sunday, and then I was also you introduced me to the owner of the club on Sunday as well, and I met some other members of the board, and fantastic ideas and all of that. Mm. First of all, Banky, let's start with you.
Okay.
I know you're a fan of Arsenal.
Yeah.
Do you support any Nigerian team before now, or have you been a fan of any Nigerian team?
So I'm a recent or a new fan of Sporting Lagos.
Okay.
Officially.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. Officially. And I'm fully on. And anybody that knows me, when I decide to do something, I'm going all the way. Mm. So expect to see me at any game that I'm in town.
Yeah.
Expect to see me at the stadium.
We'd love to have you
supporting them. I believe very strongly in what they're building. Mm. I believe in what they're doing. Shola is a good friend of mine, and I believe in his vision for Nigerian football and Nigerian footballers and our young people.
Yeah.
And bigger than that, I think that we have to invest in ourselves.
Okay.
We have to care about Nigerian young people, our talents, our minds, the opportunities that are available to us. I mean, most people where they support Premier League team, yeah. if you give them map, they no fit point yeah. where the team did on the yeah. map. But because we don't spend so many years just learning about the team, they can tell you the whole history of the team. And there's yeah. nothing wrong with that. It's a fantastic league. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
But we have amazing footballers here. We have amazing young footballers here who are talented, who are skilled, who are incredibly hardworking. And we should not wait until they've been picked up by a European side before we start, you know, giving them that the kind of support.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
If you pay very close attention, the things that have made Nigeria special on the world stage. The music,
yeah.
The film,
yeah.
the fashion, maybe even the food, right? All of those things, it took mostly younger people saying, there's something special about who we are, and we will invest in it, we will support it, we will showcase it, we will put it out there, we will show our uniqueness, our talents, our minds, our creativity, our own stories.
Yeah.
And the more that we've done that, I dare say even outside of government, because you know it's just now that government is trying to, and we give credit where credit is due, where yeah. government is trying to make funding available for filmmakers and people in the creative business
yeah.
to tap into. But those businesses have exploded because of the people, yeah. not because of any kind of you know, structural support. In fact, despite sometimes the opposition from the administrations that have existed, those businesses have, those industries have exploded. Look at our artists winning Grammys, yeah. selling out stadiums across the world. Look at our filmmaking business. My wife and I, on our honeymoon, we went to Jamaica. It's not to say we won't go resort where people no go know us.
Yeah,
we go
just where?
As we enter the place, now so the Jamaica people say, wedding party, wedding party. We know you, we know you.
Yeah.
So our films, Netflix, Amazon, our films are exploding across the world. Our music is exploding. Our fashion, our Maya Tafo, David Wedge just opened on his store on High Street in London.
Yeah.
So you're seeing all of these industries explode because people just care enough about it to invest in it and to support it and to believe in it and to champion it. And I believe the same thing has to happen with our sports.
It just
has. Same thing has to happen with the Nigerian Premier Football League. We're not saying don't support Arsenal or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, there are some teams that are not really good, like United and
United fans do collect.
Support your devilish team.
Yeah.
If you need to. But let's also find local talented footballers. And they're really good.
They're good.
The Sporting Lagos game was fantastic. They played an amazing game of football. And they're just now. And by the way, we know say now we go win this.
Arguably, I'll continue saying it. We play the best football in the league.
I don't already know. You know I'm a prophetic person. We're going there.
Well, boy, you may say something.
We play the best football in the league.
Definitely.
Sporting Lagos.
Yes.
For 3 matches, when I don't play for league.
Come on, it's like I said.
Okay, but let me give up to Una. Shall Una play Niger Super 8 against the big boys and Una win them? That's the only.
Now, let me say one thing. Yeah. Let me say one thing. For a club that has just been in existence for 2 years.
2 years.
Yesterday,
yeah.
I was still going back to our archives from when we'll go to pick students.
You know,
at,
I like the way they say
at Yaba Tech.
I'm
in the system. I'm telling you.
Full time.
We are in the system. Okay.
Went to Yaba Tech. You know, Unilag picked fans. That was how it started. The fan culture started. Yeah. And I watched our NNL games and I watched them fully. Yeah. You know, we won Niger Super 8 coming off the NNL playoffs in Benin.
Yeah.
It was just Aliu Salahuddin, specifically, the defender, putting on 5.
Yeah.
He played every game, almost every game there.
Yeah.
It was worn out. I spoke to him sometimes. You know, the players are also accessible because we've not built, I feel like we've not built this you are a star coach or out of our players. So they are very accessible at this point.
Yeah.
I spoke with Aliu, I spoke with Chisom Oji, even if he had the
Sporting very
stuff
soon.
Then, yeah. He told me then. But Aliu played every game there and still came to the Super 8 and played games back to back. At the Super 8, we played every like 2 days.
Yeah, and there was a day you played back to back because you had an outstanding game from match day
one.
Yes,
we had an outstanding game and we played games the next day.
Yeah.
And we're still able to win against, you know, the Enyimba, the Akwa United, Remosa. These are proving clubs. This is just like saying Luton Town came, you know, to play against the likes of Manchester City.
Fantastic story.
And it's just, it's the classic Cinderella fairy tale.
Let's give it to Sporting Lagos. I mean, like my friend for Port Harcourt would say, footballically. They don't need try. Footballically, they don't need try.
Yeah.
But there's something about Sporting Lagos that I want to know.
Okay.
This fan culture thing you talked about, for once in, I don't know if it has ever been done, fans officially, they pay to subscribe to be fans of a club. And I hear, I think from the GM on Sunday, say that state box, people pay as much as half a million.
Confirm.
To be there.
Yeah. Confirm.
Yeah.
You subscribe for that state box?
Well, I didn't subscribe for it, but a friend of mine did.
Okay.
So I came with
The friend. Yeah, yeah. Because when someone subscribes, the person can come with
I'm sure he's getting a season ticket
on Sunday.
Yeah, you can win. You
all
can
those
win.
Raffle draws and all those things. Win. Yeah. So this fan culture thing, Banky, first off, what was that thing that attracted you? I know you've mentioned that Shola is your friend and all of that.
Yeah.
Did you hear of Sporting Lagos before now? Or
yeah, no, I had heard of it.
Okay.
You know, I think that, just like Boye was saying, that the culture is growing.
Okay.
And the culture is growing because people are building it. People are investing in it. People are supporting it. People are getting involved. And that's how these things catch fire. I mean, when... I guess I'm old school now, but when we started in the music business, it was the same thing.
Okay.
It was just a small...
community.
A community of people, artists, everybody believing in what we were doing. At the time, we were performing in, when we travel, is chorus. We're performing in all these little corner clubs.
Yeah.
But that's where you start from. You dream big, you start small, and you never let any small mind tell you your dream is too big. You just keep going.
Mm.
You know, and that's what we were doing in the music space. Now look at it. I mean, these artists are selling out the biggest stadiums across the world.
Yeah.
Why? Because 10, 20 years ago, other artists were like, you know what, this thing can work. Let's do this thing. Let's break this door down. So I think that the same thing is happening in the local football league.
So before now, have you been to the stadium to watch any local football
league? No, this was my first game.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first game.
United Sporting was your first game.
So
let it be on record. Say the first time Wes Banky enter stadium, watch Premier League match, Niger Premier League.
Yeah.
Not even during MFM, their era and all of that.
Yeah.
Now, Gombe United Sporting Lagos for Lagos. That's your first game.
First game.
And I'm sure like
first of many.
And I had a fantastic time. I had a really fantastic time. In fact, I've already collected the schedule for the rest of the year.
Season.
So as long as I'm in town and I'm able to, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there supporting every single game. If you saw my community service effort.
Yeah, on Saturday.
I'm repping my club.
Someone showed me today. I was like, yes, of course.
Yeah,
I'm
repping my club today. Straight. I saw it on Saturday.
In fact, it's the Arsenal jersey that was so
And do you know what
because
I...
Because I'll
you know,
be more often than
back
not.
Back to
back. I'll be because, guys, the reason we love Arsenal and, you know, all these other terrible United and Chelsea and all these other teams... The reason we
will bring you
and
mind you, I pray so I'll bring you an ebook. I'm gonna day, I'm gonna banter.
And that's what they do now. But the reason those clubs are successful now is because
people
decades ago people did what we are trying to do now with the Nigerian Premier League. So we need to be able to do those same things. Let's build up our own. Let's support our own. And you know, we're Sporting Lagos fans. We're Lagosians. But every team deserves supporters.
Yeah.
I think Ebuka is he Eyimba?
You know, I know how we support teams. I know how we support teams in this country. Either your state of origin or where you reside and all of that. That's why, I mean, most of the Easterners will either support Eyimba, Enugu Rangers, Heartland, or Iwenwu National.
It's either Eyimba or Enugu Rangers.
Yeah, one of them.
You know, some people are Kano Pillars fans. Yeah. Like, pick a team, support them, buy the jersey, attend the game, support, you know, let's do that. Even our broadcasters.
Yeah.
Let's get the games out there. Let's get the highlights on social media. I'm still going to post about my... In fact, the next Sporting Lagos game, I'm going to show up with my jersey on and I'm going to take proper pictures so that I can blast it on social media so that people know that this thing is happening and you can come and get your tickets. And let's pay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. pay for tickets.
Oh, you saw my tweets.
Yes.
Pay for
tickets.
I'm not going to take
they
charge.
Pay for tickets. They need the entire economy of the league to work.
Mm.
So buy the jerseys. Pay for tickets. Buy something to eat when you're at the stadium.
Yeah. Let's
put our money into something that belongs to us.
Yeah.
I don't even know that they snap me.
No, they snap. The person who snap you this picture, now I suppose they're on set here.
Puja. Yeah. Okay,
now
okay.
Puja take this particular picture. Now I suppose they're on set here. And that tweet, when we tweet, now did the tweet we from capture that picture.
Ironically, there was a photographer, like an official photographer who took pictures. And I gave him my email that he should send me the pictures because I want to blast
it.
And he has not sent it.
I'll send him a message directly for
So
you.
I was like, I've been waiting for the pictures from him because I want to use the influence that I have to attract Lagosians.
Yeah.
This is, we have a team. Let's support the team. The same way that we...
That's the next question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What is the difference? Now, you just said Lagosians.
Yeah.
This is not the first Lagos-based team we've had in the NPFL.
Right,
we've had MFM of recent. We've had, I think, Ikorodu City is now in the lower division. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think back in the day, we used to have stationary stores.
Yeah.
Like, that time, maybe our time. Mm-hmm. But at least in recent years, MFM even finished second, played in the Champions League and all of that.
So what
is different? Sporting Lagos and these other Lagos-based teams that we've had before now?
So I think this maybe speaks to a thing of leadership.
Okay.
I think for me, leadership is always the critical ingredient to get a vision to come to life. Because if leadership is intentional, if leadership is creative, if leadership is innovative, then the rest of the organization follows. Boy was telling us just now about how Sporting would, when they were starting out, they would go
to campuses
and fill it with people, supporters, give them merchandise, give them, bring them to the stadium to cultivate a fan culture. That shows you a leadership that's intentional.
Mm.
That's not just saying, oh, we're playing a game, people come. Mm. No, they're going out and getting young people to support and giving them transportation to say, listen, we're trying to build something here and we need you. And I think people respond to that. People respond to intentional, creative, innovative leadership. People respond to them getting a sense of ownership in what is happening.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You feel like the club...
I'm part of this.
Like you're part of something and you're and this is a fantastic time because it's at the ground level now. So let's get that ownership mentality now and let them, you know, the club is definitely very intentional about reaching out and cultivating fan culture and giving access so that people feel like, man, you know, you don't want to say something about that?
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of fan culture, that's one of the key things that Sporting Lagos, you know, is... I do a lot of Sporting Lagos PR online, even when it wasn't paying me.
Yeah.
I can say to an extent.
Yeah, but it's paying
now.
You now.
Yeah, I can say
let's
to an extent.
Let's put it out. No, let's put it out now. It's paying you
so,
now.
But I was going to say something. I've come across fans that will personally message me and be like, I received the message from Sporting Lagos. And I'm like, that should be normal in any scene and working. But that makes them feel like
part of the club.
You get a mail on match days.
Yeah.
You get messages for people that can't receive mails, SMS. Mm. You get sometimes pictures sent to you.
Yeah.
And you know, it just makes you feel like, okay, no, I think I'm connected to this.
Yeah.
I'm a part of this.
Yeah.
And anywhere in the world. Mm. Anywhere in the world. Because in sports management or marketing, they will tell you a club or a sports organization that can get you their fans. That's what is needed for sponsorship and partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Once you have that fan engagement, trust me, you go far. And that is what distinguishes Sporting Lagos from, you know, a lot of clubs that have... So they make use of the media, make use of the fan engagement.
Yeah.
And it comes to a point where it's not just the club PR or the club media doing the job.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to help you do the job.
Yeah.
A lot of people
want
to talk about... I've seen a lot of people come with their own cameras, their own drones to record games.
Yeah.
To just, you know, walk around it also. All this, you know, works together to push the club forward.
And I think, you know, let's also encourage the other teams in the league to also reach out to attract people.
Yeah.
One... just attracting a fan base, but also attracting people who maybe have a bit of a louder voice or a bit more of an influence.
Mm.
So I said Ibuka, for instance, I think he's a fan of Enugu Rangers or Enugu United.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that is an opportunity for the club to say, come, Ibuka, You know, we'd like to host you at a game.
Yeah.
Will you come out with us? Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
We have to find ways to collaborate, because if he's a fan, he probably is just a fan from just following the team, you know, being from the East.
Yeah.
But that's an opportunity for the team to leverage on that.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams in the Nigerian League have, you know, influential supporters who are just kind of low-key supporters. But the onus is on them to say, you know what, how can we bring this person
to identify with
and
what
even
we're
if
doing.
It's somebody that's not a fan, invite them. Mm. Bring them. They will come. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Invite them, host them. And my first Sporting Lagos experience was Koshola invited me.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you know, and then I had a few friends, a friend of mine,
yeah.
Akin had a box and all of that. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me go and check this out. And I'd been hearing of it for some time.
Yeah.
But it's become this thing where, you know, the more you reach out across the island, say, guys, come and experience this.
Yeah.
Just like what Sporting Lagos did with the buses from Unilag.
Yeah.
Come out, young people, come and see what is happening. And come support and support. Us. And just that's just it's a small investment.
Mm.
Like now, Shola inviting me
has
already resulted in me talking about it on the show.
Yes.
Which is going to go far.
Yes.
It has resulted in me spending my own money on tickets and jersey.
Yeah.
It has resulted in me.
And by the way, their jerseys, 25 grand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's now 20.
And it's
okay, it's now 20.
So formerly 15 just became 20.
Okay.
And it's top quality.
Top, yeah, it's quality.
And there's a story behind the jerseys. Let me just indulge me. Sorry.
Yes, yes, indulge me. Indulge us, yeah.
So, Sporting Lagos, like you said, all these intentional...
Wait, first of all, another thing, I never for my life, I don't watch Nigerian Premier League from when I be small pikin, when my father carry me go where go watch from Port Harcourt and all of that, because my partner died had the one national fan. You understand? From my life, can't reach now, even when I started to report, the kind of girls when they come out, come
for match day.
No
way, that one I didn't see them. That one I didn't. That one I didn't. I go give you this small story.
It will be small story. Boy, I think I say it must be set for
day. Let me just talk on the jerseys.
The jersey, go on.
Yeah, so the team is very intentional, like I said.
Yeah.
This is supposed to come on my own show, a bit, but the logo you see means all road leads to Sporting Lagos.
Okay.
It is not just ordinary.
So which one is the third mainland road there?
It's an interconnection of roads, meaning all road leads to Sporting Lagos.
Okay.
You mean this?
This logo. Now.
The logo.
Oh, okay. This logo.
That is what the Sporting Lagos logo. Sporting Lagos logo. So we are accepting fans.
I'm getting my education. Then, now, if they ask me, I'll answer.
The blue jersey was created off, you know, the Kampala we used to have, but we are trying to integrate, you know, something like that, because it is Lagos.
Okay.
We are trying to integrate the old Kampala-ish, olden days, Yoruba people, traditional wear.
Yeah.
And that's what came about, the stripes and the, you know, patterns.
Okay.
Then when you look at this, there's a connection of beds.
Okay.
Meaning we are building a community.
Mm.
Okay. A community of beds. So you see that everything is that is done is intentional. Now, if you look at our jersey numbers, and you know, it's weird, kind of.
Trust me, it's that weird. Jersey number is a commentator's nightmare.
It's
because,
weird.
Because, I mean, Super 8, I think I did Sporting Lagos game like 2 or 3.
Okay.
To, you know, normally commentators from a 5, you just see the jersey number, you have your team list and all of that. You don't know the player, you don't talk. But this one, to identify the player, one thing I will talk to them about. I'm not against whatever design, but make it bold enough so that we can identify from afar. You know that's review. You know, once I just see or do the movement and all, when I see the number 20, I know that's review and all of that. So if you get into it, I will improve that number.
The number, which is the last, is taking off all these trucks that, you know, go east, west, that travel. There are always these funny inscriptions. If God will be mad. The exact way those inscriptions are is what is, you know, the drive
that inspired
behind.
That.
Yeah, that's why the fonts are like that. Amazing. If you try to check through. So everything that is done is, you know,
intentional. Talking about that relatable ideas. I was speaking with Rotimi, my friend from, I think, Megalectrics. He said the name Sporting Lagos was also intentional.
Yes.
The owner wanted something that must have Lagos. You know,
Shola and David are very interesting. David is the brand storyteller. They are very, very intelligent people.
I've
listened to them. I've, you know, sat down to, you know, speak at least sometimes with David. It was intentional from the start. Shola wanted something in Lagos.
Yeah.
Lagos is a hub.
Yeah.
Lagos deserves to have a team. There are teams in Lagos, but adding Lagos to the back of that sporting makes people connect that this is our own.
Yes. Okay. And I think that's the problem. MFM
Possibly. This little brand information, just have this mindset, na church thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yeah. This little brand information.
A lot of people heard Sporting Lagos and they're like,
"That's my team.
That's me.
I'm a Lagosian.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, it would be easy for you to connect. I mean, exactly. As a Lagos boy.
I mean, even people in Manchester. So the traditional team supporters are mostly people that are from Manchester. This is a team in my community. This is Manchester. I can now choose between Manchester,
United or City.
But I'm a Manchester person. I'm a Londoner. So am I close to Chelsea? Am I close to, you know, Brentford? I know that is why. So that's why you see, even on days where the team loses three games in a row.
Wait, you mentioned London now. You don't mention Arsenal.
Don't worry.
No, rephrase.
Okay, yes.
Am I close to...
Yes.
No, me and you, because Spike is now.
So Arsenal. So you see that even when we lose...
Not London forever.
Even when they lose a run of games, they are not there. That's what we are building with the happy corner.
Yeah.
Kudos to Bamigiano. So it is... Even when we lose, we are not just here because we are winning or losing. Mm-hmm. We are here because it is our own. It is, I'm a Lagosian, I'm a fan.
I always tell women, marry an Arsenal fan. Because in good times or bad times, we're loyal.
They're very loyal.
I see my Gunners in the building. I know them. I know. We know ourselves. But no, that's what it's about, right? It's about ownership in a team. It's about representing where you're from. It's about that connection to your city.
Yeah.
Whether Lagos is good or bad, it's still our Lagos.
Yeah.
And we get them.
Yeah.
So we must still represent it. So the same thing goes with the team. We are here, right? Or die. And I'm going to make even my son, the same way he will be an Arsenal fan, he will be a Sporting Lagos
fan. That is what we are saying. That's what we are saying about our culture.
It must be. It must be.
That is if Sporting Lagos is still around.
We would be around.
And it will be, by the grace of God.
We really want it to be around.
But you know, it's not just about Sporting Lagos being around. It's about the league being around.
Very that's another question.
It's about the league being sustainable. It's about the league generating revenue. It's about the league... Why they know they send me this picture? Now the picture I they look for.
No worry, you go get her. No worry, boy. Ah, there.
Ima will you say?
Ima will send
them to you. I think teams that have this all thing going on are also like Bendel Insurance. You know, Enugu Rangers
are doing something
from his FIFA
masterclass and all of that.
I spoke to him immediately after that. His FIFA masterclass.
Yeah, by the way, I'm planning on bringing him as well.
And you see a young man with amazing talent. A lot of people said it was not going to work. He attended a lot of spaces just to let people know that yes, I'm here and I'm going to make it work, even in a government club. And Amobi came,
and under how many months he's gotten that partnership with Afri Invest?
It's not up to 5 months. And he got yesterday he did a sponsor. They're about getting another one.
Another sponsorship.
I spoke to him personally. You know, Rangers International have their fans are also traditional. It goes way back. Yes,
one of the best.
They renamed their stadium themselves. From now, they are going to the Cathedral.
The Cathedral,
and
it's always been the nickname, anyway.
The Cathedral, So he said that, you know, they are not playing at home now.
Yeah.
The pitch is almost ready, and what he has done with them is just, you know, is amazing. The fans are back. He gets these celebrities to align. They are all talking about it. There's a fan culture great. He got young people that would work. You know, the likes of the account handlers, all of they are new.
Yeah.
The person that's handling the account now, he started pro bono, like it was not official. Just like I'm doing unofficial Sporting Lagos fan base ish and all.
Yeah.
And it just got him that while no one was doing it, you were doing it. So you just continue doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, those people would not forget this kind of things.
Yeah.
This kind of things lingers on in the mind and also kudos to those clubs that are also, you know, Bendel Insurance, the Ogbe Boys. Hey, what they do every match day, every OAP in Benin.
Yeah.
Talks about a sports Bendel Insurance match game. They all make videos. They all post on their platforms.
Okay, maybe
that's
what OAP in Lagos need to be doing. Yeah,
since you work for the club, that day they didn't have the blue.
No, I don't. I don't work officially for the club yet.
So
I
need to
buy the blue one.
Size.
Mm.
They didn't have my size.
I will speak personally with Oasis, they'll get you a size.
And I want to pay for it too. They should not dash me. Of course, I paid for my yellow one.
Yes. So talking about,
we get it.
This whole rebranding thing. I mean, what Amobi is doing with Enugu Rangers, fantastic. Amobi has been there before now. He went for his masterclass, came back, and is now officially the GM of the club, you know. And I know, say, Rangers fans, now one of the diehard fans who get for this country.
Never
say
die. That's
2016, when they win the league. That season, when we see they cover the league back-to-back, the Cathedral, they always full.
Always
full to capacity. In fact, that night when they win the league, you know the same way they do, where they walk out for street, you know, you don't see canopies, don't set up. You know, everybody like don't, we, people we don't set up. We don't. They don't win.
I'm not one. It as one of the youngest managers. You understand?
So
wow. I think
a lot of people don't set up. The only thing we spoil that party that day. Now that a grim leg will break for that match.
Yeah. And was, did you see what he did with Amobi coming back?
Yeah.
I think one of their players. That's one thing he has been integrating. So you know, he's a FIFA. He's a lawyer also, football lawyer. Mm-hmm. I think the player, one of their players that got injured and was abandoned.
Yeah.
So he reached out to him back. He's done a successful surgery now, and I think he's offering the player a contract to put him back on his football career and all like that. So those are the kind of things. These are the things that,
because
that
I mean, sorry, on my own part, I don't, I just like every one of us, we're guilty. I don't know whether we really follow up on that Ifeanyi Egwim injury and all of that. We're in there right now and all of that. I don't know whether
Nigeria
has been. Now, that thing, we just take the shine of that party that day. It was a terrible injury. You know, we come make, no matter how they celebrate, everybody mind just the that place. But then again, the effect of packaging the NPFL, because the NPFL, just like you said, sometimes not packaging 90 kilos. But look at what they're doing at Sporting Lagos. Look at what Amobi is doing at Rangers. And you just mentioned Bendel Insurance and all of that. This, the effect, we know that football generally can contribute to the economy.
Absolutely.
Of course. The country.
Absolutely.
You know, so your message to NPF, did they hear? Nobody said they need to hear. Did they hear? Did they hear us? We don't talk tire. How rebranding, repackaging, and repositioning the NPFL, how can it attract people? I mean, see you for the first time in your life. You go stadium, go watch NPFL game. No be Super Eagles match. No be Arsenal, we come Nigeria company. NPFL game. So it is possible to attract anybody to watch. I mean, we should stop living in the glory days. Oh, if it was in the 70s, if it was in the 60s.
No, it's not the 70s. It's possible. It's 2023.
Send that message out. How can this cause a turnaround?
I think for me, there are a few things. I think, number one, it will take a bit of collaboration. I think, again, I'd like to use what we've all seen happen in the music business as an example, what we've seen happen in Nollywood as an example. What you saw was people coming together and saying, okay, I'm the artist, you're the manager, you know, you're the show promoter. So it was that network of different people with different skills and talent saying, I'll do this part, you do this part, because we all believe in this thing. So one, the NPFL should be thinking collaborations. Who can we collaborate with? Whether they are companies, whether they are individuals, influencers, you know, people in social media, people in the entertainment space, attracting them, finding ways to partner with them as ambassadors or stakeholders in, or just making them fans of what you're doing, bringing them on board. So collaborations are key. That then leads you to investments. You know, you need a certain amount of investment to happen to lift the overall quality of the package. So going back to the music business as an example, we had a situation where when we were coming into the game, we had things like, let me not mention it, but different TV stations and co who were showing your music video, and then they will show a Drake or a Jay-Z or whoever was hot at the time's video. So that platform would make you say, ah, Omo, I don't really get money, but I need to put all the money I can together to uplift the level of my packaging so that there will not be a drop-off in quality.
This from, was even one, before from one video to
of,
another.
This was even before the days of YouTube, before you could start earning money on videos. This was just in the beginning. You just, there were, we put pressure on ourselves to say, if you're playing my video, it has to be good enough.
Yeah, upgrade
next, or, you know, on, or at least on the same level globally with other things. And that took spending of money, even though you weren't sure where you were going to make the money back, but you just felt the need to invest in the quality of the product. So the same thing goes with the NPFL. We need investments in the teams. We need investments in the stadiums. We need investments in the quality of the experience. And then it takes creativity. I think it takes people thinking outside of the box. It takes thinking, hey, can I put some buses together to go and pack people from the stadium? Can I invite... what he talked about with the jerseys and the brand story, just the creative way of thinking outside of the box. We don't need people who are used to administrating football in Nigeria the way that it has always been done, because that hasn't worked. So we need people that are creative thinkers coming to the table, That's
the problem. Will they let them come into
it? It's a package like anything else is a package. If somebody can sell drinks, I'm the same person. I've sold drinks. I've sold artists. Yeah. I've sold music. I've sold movies.
Yeah.
All it takes is creative. It's creativity. It's just thinking outside of the box. Say, how can this thing be packaged? How can this work? So I think it's... And you know what? You said, will they let them come to the table? What I found is that a lot of times, things will not be handed over to you.
Okay.
But you just need a few people who are interested enough to make themselves part of the system and to go in and, you know, insert themselves into that system to say, this is the role I think I can play and come on board. So it may not even originate from the league standpoint. It might originate from teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if the teams take that initiative, like what Sporting League, I mean, look at me. I'm here discussing a Nigerian Premier
Football League team. Yeah.
You know, I'm a full fan and I'm learning the story and who are the players and all
and
of that.
You're pledging to
And I'm pledging my allegiance. Like, this is, I'm here, you know. So, and it took people within there saying, Omo, invite Banky W for an experience. We think he will enjoy it. We know he's a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've roped me into it. And I'm a full fan and I'm spending my own money on the experience. So, it might come from that angle, right? So that... There was no one moment where funding was made available to the Nigerian music business or to the movie business.
Yeah.
No, what was it? It was a bunch of us saying, ah, let's make a film called Wedding Party or a film called Sugar Rush or a film called... Now, with Gangs of Lagos, our most recent production, we were actually in a bidding war between Netflix and Amazon. As in, I take one call, we talk to Netflix, they say, this is what we have. We take another call, we talk to Amazon, they say, this is what we have. And that's where the business has gotten to because people took interest on a project-by-project basis and became stakeholders in different projects. So I think that the same thing can happen with the Nigerian Premier Football League with the different teams, you know, being a bit creative, focusing on collaborations, focusing on investments, attracting people to their experience and making the experience as great as possible. And let the growth come from there. It's organic, it's beautiful, and it will scale, and it will be successful by the grace of God.
Wow.
Those are the things that I think.
Wow. So, it is possible, basically.
Very, very possible.
It is very possible. Before we go, I know they don't make mouth say they will win the league, realistically now. Because the blessing will never get the memo. Now, I might tell you the memo for NPFL.
Which team you they support?
Me? Heartland.
Yeah. Heartland FC.
Heartland.
Okay. Heartland with just the wallop. And they find oil for
I just tell you,
I don't know what happens. Did you guys want the NNM that has been? I don't know.
See. Respect that club.
And we call you the Nazi Millionaires.
Respect that club. Nazi Millionaires.
The Nazi Millionaires. That's their nickname. Nazi Millionaires.
Yeah, Millionaires. Heartland Football Club.
Nazi as in N-A-Z.
No, N-A-Z-E.
Ah, not.
I beg go. Please. Okay.
No.
Carry on.
You know, from Iwayawo National to Heartland. I mean, formerly Spartans, you know, Iwayawo National, Heartland, and all of that. Kano and Kwo, the greats, all of them play for that team. No worry. You get Heartland are the first team for this country. We sign players from another country.
Edward Ansah and the rest of them.
But that one are old glory.
No worry. We are coming. I just may have become GM for the club now.
Okay.
So it's possible.
No,
it is possible.
Definitely.
We can do it.
Definitely.
Realistically, like I've been talking, let's say I never get the memo to survive for NPFL. Because the memo to survive for NPFL is, I say, first of all, win your 19 home games.
Actually.
And now on a drop point on Sunday.
It pained me. We
against
were Duma very,
United.
Very
and it pained me because I did stadium and I watched the game. The level of football for the first time was very good. But then, just the missed goal scoring opportunities here and there.
I'm sorry.
So where
we need to be more clinical. Actually.
Yeah.
We need,
very.
Actually. Because that even the game that I watched.
Sorry to say, Lokosa, Junior Lokosa and my guy. But, I mean... That on a striking
line. The club understands, and that's why I said club is intentional. At the start of the season, we got a finishing coach. Because that was also the problem in the NNL. That was the problem. That's Edward Green, the Accra United man. And I was able to speak with him on Sunday, and he was sad about it. I think Rivio was close to tears or in tears because he lost some chances that were
good scoring opportunities. Get one layback we didn't bring out
that he was just supposed to slap. I was about to shout go. So the club is working on it. That has always been the problem. But I believe that we balanced this off by, you know, also getting a point in Accra, which was we people in Uyo, which people thought was going to be
very difficult. Top of the table with 7 points now.
Yeah,
and that is a very, trust me, it's easier to close 10 points in Europe than to close 1 point in Nigeria.
Exactly, exactly.
It's easier to close 10 points in Europe than to close 1 point in Nigeria.
It's difficult, but we are working on it. Don't worry.
Okay,
no wahala. Whether we win the league or not, it's just like Arsenal, right?
Where would Sporting finish?
Sporting,
yeah, this is
well. My, you know me. I'm a perennial optimist.
Yeah,
I believe until we lose and we cannot win anymore, I say we win the league.
Okay,
but the point is that we are here. Mm-hmm. Whether we win the league or not, we're here. It's going to be a sustainable project. We're going to support it. We're going to put our weight behind it. And you know, first of all, nobody wins every year. Yes. Right? So you're going to have some years that you'll be better than others.
Yeah.
But the idea is, can you build a sustainable project that can be generational, that our children can come on and inherit that fanship?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like my Arsenal support. Yeah. When last did we win the league? You don't take. But we're there.
Yeah.
And we believe in the project. So, but club, if you had to set in the project,
a target for them, a realistic target now, considering all these factors,
I would say a realistic target for Sporting, considering the ambition.
Yeah.
Would be, we should win the league at least once within the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that that's a realistic
target
thing to push for.
Okay.
I would like to see it happen this year, and I'll be rooting for it. But even if we don't,
either between
this
now
year,
and the
next year, or the following, we should, one of these next 3 years, we're going to emerge.
I can tell you for a fact that we are staying, we are not relegating. Your Atlant.
No,
no, I don't know. I really want you guys to stay.
Your Atlant might relegate, but we are not relegating.
Yeah. Boye, if you do me, you know, I'll be praying.
Everybody knows that.
I've been praying. Chelsea win 3 games.
Calm down.
Everybody knows the
We respect you.
Private clubs have to remain.
The man is a professional.
See what Ramos has to do. Private clubs need to remain. Sporting Lagos need to remain in the league for, as in me, the experience. I mean, you did stadium, they sing, oh, Junior Loco.
Oh, our chance, there are plenty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't get Jimmy now, and I'm the official hype guy. They don't get announcer and everything. Yeah. No, come on, they don't get some of the best of photographers. You know, Modo is working with the team and all of that. I don't need hype all of them.
Victor Modo, big
everything.
One.
They never get me. They will soon get me.
Yes, yes. We look forward to it.
But then again, thank you very much, Banky. Thank you so much. Thanks, and we hope to see you more of. Like I said, you've never said no to me, so I'm expecting you some more time here. And we hope to see you at the stadium again, Sporting Lagos, definitely. And all of that. Boye, and normally you
always
you're Sporting Lagos.
Part of you, probably.
All right. So in case you never know. It is possible. Now the message will sell to you today. It is possible. Niger Football League, Niger Premier Football League, fit attract the kind of following from the people self where you know things say they will fit come. Of yes. Course. I mean, Banky come was Sporting Lagos. Who say Bugano go watch Heartland for Were or Rangers for Enugu?
Yeah.
Who say just name them? I mean, some of these ladies then they support football as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know? Yeah. I see them for Sporting Lagos games.
And they will tell you all about our games.
And then they pay. I spoke with one of the ladies on the board, Ekene. What's her name?
She says she's
traveling. That when she comes back, she would definitely give me a call.
Yes.
She'll be here. And she'll also tell us from that angle and all of that and all of that. So, make us support our own. This is Na Football Republic and this is Na Football Afrique podcast. My name is Nasawadino.